So electrical methods really depended on some important scientific advances that took place in the late 18th and early 19th century. A whole slew of names that should be familiar to almost everyone. Volta inventing the so-called voltaic pile. He placed different kinds of metals together and discovered that electricity would flow between them. In a plus for universities, he was a professor at the University of Padua. Ampere, at the École Polytechnique in Paris, was the first to demonstrate that by putting electrical current through a wire could behave like a magnet, could attract another piece of metal towards it. Ohm in Cologne did similar kinds of experiments. So there was increasing evidence relationship between electricity and magnetism, which would turn out to be extremely important for future communication systems. A tremendous breakthrough happened at the University of Copenhagen. The story is that Oersted, who was a professor of physics at this university, during one of his lectures just happened to pass an electrical current through a wire loop when he had a compass near the wire loop. And he discovered that by doing this, the compass needle was deflected by the electricity flowing through the wire. Gee, this could be used for something. And of course, the most famous experimental physicist of his day, Michael Faraday, very much aware of the experiments that were being done elsewhere in Europe. Some famous stories about Michael Faraday. He was from the countryside. He had no formal training. He came to London as a young boy and hung around the Royal Society, which was like a corporate or national laboratories at the time. He made himself known to Sir Humphry Davies, who was one of the primary scientists at the Royal Society at the time. While Professor Davies is very well known for many discoveries, including slicing people up and seeing what's on the inside in there, like the heart is the thing which pumps blood throughout the rest of the body. Many people have said that Davies' greatest discovery was Michael Faraday. So Faraday was a premier experimentalist of the time. Some of his experiments, he was the first one to take a magnet and place the magnet inside and outside a coil of wires and demonstrate that this could generate electricity. He also took it the other way and took wires wrapped around, a nail, and by alternating a magnetic field, demonstrate that you can get the nail to move around. So the use of electromagnets for things like motors and generators. In demonstrating this to the politicians of the time, a member of parliament who'd see these amazing demonstrations of the relationship of electricity and magnetism, the politician said, Mr. Faraday, but what is the use of these curiosity-driven experiments of yours? And Faraday's response was, ah, sir, what is the use of a baby? No one knew exactly how these things would be applied, but they clearly were of tremendous interest and, of course, would soon lead to great breakthroughs in communications technology.